What if you could cut down 80% of the time spent on the most tedious tasks in qualitative research? Welcome to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, April 14th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about how Claude, an AI developed by Anthropic, is revolutionizing qualitative research. Let's dive in. Imagine being a market researcher juggling in-depth interviews, focus groups, and countless pages of transcripts and notes. It's a process that can feel endless. But what if there was a way to streamline all that effort, allowing you to focus on the insights that really matter? Enter Qlit, a groundbreaking product by Civicom, which uses Claude to transform the qualitative research landscape. Qlit has managed to reduce the time researchers spend writing reports by up to 80%. That's a huge leap forward. With Claude's help, Qlit doesn't just save time. It ensures data security and uncovers nuanced insights that might otherwise be buried in the data deluge. Jason Deniega, Qlit's product manager, describes their mission perfectly. "Our vision is to simplify and accelerate research, to eliminate the mundane parts, so our clients can focus on finding nuances in their data." Why did Qlit choose Claude? It wasn't just about performance. Anthropic's dedication to data ethics and governance resonated deeply with Qlit's commitment to maintaining high standards of data privacy and security. Claude's ability to handle multitask learning and its superior reasoning capabilities made it the ideal choice for Qlit's needs. Claude powers key aspects of the research process, from summarizing lengthy interview transcripts to generating precise citations from transcripts and video recordings. It even allows researchers to query qualitative data and explore specific insights through conversation threading. This means researchers can gain deeper insights in significantly less time, transforming how they approach their work. The impact? Dramatic. Since integrating Claude, Qlit has not only slashed report writing time, but also improved citation accuracy from 60 to 70% to a staggering 89 to 98%. Researchers are thrilled. One client noted how easy it was to create AI reports, which left their client extremely satisfied. Another praised how Qlit accommodates multiple file types, making it versatile and user-friendly. Looking ahead, Qlit plans to further leverage Claude's capabilities, exploring innovations like an AI moderator for interviews and seamless PowerPoint generation. As Deniega put it, "Our work with Anthropic is just starting." By combining Claude's advanced AI with their expertise in qualitative research, Qlit is setting new standards in how insights are uncovered, making the process faster, more thorough, and more accessible. Anthropic has unveiled Claude for Education, a customized AI assistant designed specifically for colleges and universities. This new version of Claude is not just an AI tool, but a comprehensive solution aimed at enhancing the educational experience for students, faculty, and administrators. The initiative emphasizes secure and responsible AI integration into academic and campus operations, ensuring that the technology is both effective and ethically sound. So, what makes Claude for Education special? It introduces a new learning mode that encourages critical thinking. Instead of just giving direct answers, Claude engages students in Socratic dialogues, prompting them to think deeply and reason through problems. It's like having a personal tutor who guides you to the solution rather than just handing it to you. This personalized approach is already making waves at places like Northeastern University and the London School of Economics. Students are using Claude for tasks like drafting thesis proposals and automating administrative workflows, while faculty are leveraging it to create effective rubrics and provide tailored feedback on essays. Even administrative staff are benefiting by analyzing enrollment trends and automating routine tasks like email responses. Anthropic is working closely with partners like Internet2 and Instructure to seamlessly integrate Claude into existing educational infrastructures. This collaboration ensures that Claude isn't just an add-on, but a fully integrated part of the educational ecosystem, enhancing every facet of campus life. The rollout of Claude for Education includes exciting programs for students, such as the Claude Campus Ambassadors, where students lead AI initiatives on their campuses, and Claude for Student Builders, which provides API credits for student-led projects. These programs aim to empower students to take an active role in shaping how AI is used in their learning environments. In a competitive landscape, Anthropic's launch comes as OpenAI announces ChatGPT Plus will be free for college students in the United States and Canada. Both companies are racing to capture the education market by forming partnerships with universities and converting students into users. While ChatGPT focuses on accessibility, Claude for Education's unique learning mode sets it apart by fostering deeper understanding and critical thinking. As AI becomes more prevalent in education, the way tools like Claude and ChatGPT are integrated will continue to evolve. There's no doubt that AI can revolutionize the learning experience, but it's crucial to ensure it enhances, rather than diminishes, critical thinking skills. Claude for Education is a step in the right direction, blending technology with thoughtful pedagogy to support a holistic educational experience. There's a big shift happening in the AI world, and it's all about collaboration. Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic are teaming up to integrate Anthropic's Model Context Protocol, or MCP, into their systems. This is huge because MCP is set to become a universal standard for how AI interacts with external tools and business software. Imagine it as a bridge that allows AI models to connect with data sources and systems without the hassle of custom integrations. So, what's MCP all about? It was made open source by Anthropic late last year and breaks down into three main components: resources, tools, and prompts. Resources are the data objects, tools are the functions for actions, and prompts guide the AI model's behavior. Think of it as a toolkit that makes connecting AI to various systems straightforward and scalable. To speed up adoption, Anthropic has even provided pre-built servers for popular enterprise software like Google Drive, GitHub, and Slack. This means that companies can get up and running with MCP faster and with less friction. It's all about making it easier for businesses to harness AI without getting bogged down in technical complexities. OpenAI has already started using MCP with its agents SDK, and CEO Sam Altman has hinted that MCP will eventually be available for ChatGPT on both desktop and mobile apps. Google isn't far behind, with DeepMind's CEO Demis Hassabis announcing that Google's Gemini models and SDK will also incorporate MCP. While timelines are still under wraps, the momentum is definitely building. The beauty of MCP is that it simplifies the process of linking AI systems to tools and databases, which traditionally required a lot of custom coding. This development is significant because it's not just Google and OpenAI jumping on board. Companies like Block, Apollo, Replit, Codeium, and SourceGraph are also adopting MCP. It's quickly becoming the go-to protocol for AI integration. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that the collaboration between Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic is a game changer. By adopting MCP, they're not just setting a new standard, they're paving the way for more seamless AI integration across industries. Thanks for tuning in to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.